In national news, President Donald Trump's Office of Management and Budget, OMB, sent a memorandum for heads of executive departments and agencies Monday evening, directing federal agencies to temporarily pause all activities related to the disbursement of federal financial assistance, including grants and loans, which was slated to take effect this Tuesday evening, causing widespread confusion and concerns for critical programs like Meals on Wheels, Head Start, wildfire resilience programs, and more. But the memo stated that the pause does not affect Medicare, Social Security benefits, or other programs providing, quote, direct assistance to individuals, close quote. But according to the Washington Post, a federal judge has temporarily halted the Trump administration's freeze. They noted that the injunction does not address the legality of the administration's action, but provides additional time for both the government and affected groups to present their arguments. Further court proceedings are scheduled for Monday morning. For more information about what this could mean locally, we reached out to different organizations who, if the freeze goes through, could see devastating impacts, like the Wiat Tribe. Michelle Vassell, the tribal administrator, stated, quote, "The Wiat Tribe's budget is made up of two-thirds federal grant funding. We operate these programs with the federal government on a reimbursement base, 1 month in the rears. When the federal government suddenly and unexpectedly issues a temporary order pause to all activities related to obligation and disbursement of federal financial assistance, the immediate impact to the tribe is cash flow. All the funds were already expended. Timely reimbursement of expenses like employee salaries, public service purchases, and social programs leaves the tribe at a loss for these costs until the freeze is lifted." End quote. According to the letter issued by the Office of the President, agencies have until February 10th to make their determinations. And if that date stands, the Wiat Tribe could see layoffs and service shutdowns. Michelle Vassell continued by stating that the long-term impact is unclear, as the language in the President's letter and the executive orders is subjective. Quote, "What is woke programs? For all we know, that could be all federal assistance to tribes." Close quote. The memo stated that Medicare would not be affected. However, it was reported that Medicaid portals were shut down across the state. For clarity, we spoke with Matt Reese with the Southern Humboldt Healthcare District, who shared his understanding on what this means for SoHum patients and other recipients.
I'm Matt Reese, the CEO of SoHum Health, Southern Humboldt Community Healthcare District. We are concerned about these freezes. There was a federal judge in D.C. that just put a hold to the freezes, and so it's going through the court system currently. But we are concerned about this. One of the things that I'm really concerned about is our reimbursement in the future. The state does not pay us what they should be paying us. And so we have several programs as districts, hospital districts in the state of California, to make up the loss that we incur seeing Medi-Cal patients. I'm really worried about those funds. Because if the state's not paying their portion, that's really what this administration is looking at, saying, look, the state's got to pay their fair share if we're going to pay our fair share. And so I'm really worried that some of these programs that I'm participating in to make up and get paid for seeing the Medi-Cal population is going to be affected.
While individual benefits remain intact, the future of Garberville's new hospital is unclear, as it currently depends on federal grant funding.
USDA funds may not be available for building the new facility. So those are the concerns I have and things that I'm watching as we go through this. I have a trip planned to D.C. not this next week, but the following week. And so I'm going to be participating in some meetings with the National Rural Health Care Association and and keeping track of what's happening with the California Hospital Association and the American Hospital Association, and the alerts that they put out to us, letting us know what's happening on the healthcare side. And we'll be watching those, and I'll be doing plenty of advocacy work both at the state and federal levels over the next little while because of the change in administration.
This Tuesday morning, Caroline Leavitt, the White House press secretary, held her inaugural press briefing addressing key issues of President Donald Trump's second term.
President Trump is back, and the golden age of America has most definitely begun.
Leavitt discussed a variety of issues, including the administration's recent freeze on federal grants and loans, immigration, and more. She stated that in Trump's first week of office, the Senate has confirmed 5 of his cabinet nominees, passed over 300 executive orders, made over 1,000 arrests of undocumented individuals, and created the first, quote, AI and crypto czar, close quote. She began the press release by stating that the administration would be implementing a, quote, new media landscape.
And in keeping with this revolutionary media approach that President Trump deployed during the campaign, the Trump White House will speak to all media outlets and personalities, not just the legacy media who are seated in this room. Because according to recent polling from Gallup, Americans' trust in mass media has fallen to a record low. Millions of Americans, especially young people, have turned from traditional television outlets and newspapers to consume their news from podcasts, blogs, social media, and other independent outlets. It's essential to our team that we share President Trump's message everywhere and adapt this White House to the new media landscape in 2025. We're also opening up this briefing room to new media voices who produce news-related content and whose outlet is not already represented by one of the seats in this room. We welcome independent journalists, podcasters, social media influencers, and content creators to apply for credentials to cover this White House. Starting today, this seat in the front of the room, which is usually occupied by the press secretary's staff, will be called the new media seat.
Those who apply and meet the Trump administration criteria will receive press badges. Members of that new media landscape were already in attendance and included a Breitbart reporter whose article referred to the Trump policy as, quote, the dawn of a new media age, close quote. Other updates included information on the New Jersey drones, immigration, DEI initiatives, and retaliation against those who previously opposed or investigated Donald Trump. But a large focus of the conference was centered around the federal grant pause.
Yesterday, the White House Office of Management and Budget directed across the board freeze, with some exceptions for individual assistance, we understand, to federal grants. It's caused a lot of confusion around the country. Head Start providers among providers services to homeless veterans, Medicaid providers, state saying they're having trouble accessing the portal. Could you help us clear up some of the confusion, give some certainty to folks, and also is that uncertainty, how does that uncertainty service the president's voters?
Well, I think there's only uncertainty in this room amongst the media. There's no uncertainty in this building. So let me provide the certainty and the clarity that all of you need. This is not a blanket pause on federal assistance and grant programs from the Trump administration. Individual assistance, that includes, I'm not naming everything that's included, but just to give you a few examples, Social Security benefits, Medicare benefits, food stamps, welfare benefits, assistance that is going directly to individuals will not be impacted by this pause. And I want to make that very clear to any Americans who are watching at home who may be a little bit confused about some of the media reporting. This administration, if you are receiving individual assistance from the federal government, you will still continue to receive that. However, it is the responsibility of this president and this administration to be good stewards of taxpayer dollars. That is something that President Trump campaigned on. That's why he has launched DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, who is working alongside OMB. And that's why OMB sent out this memo last night, because the president signed an executive order directing OMB to do just this. And the reason for this is to ensure that every penny that is going out the door is not conflicting with the executive orders and actions that this president has taken. So what does this pause mean? It means no more funding for illegal DEI programs. It means no more funding for the Green New scam that has cost American taxpayers tens of billions of dollars. It means no more funding for transgenderism and wokeness across our federal bureaucracy and agencies. No more funding for Green New Deal social engineering policies. Again, people who are receiving individual assistance, you will continue to receive that. And President Trump is looking out for you by issuing this pause because he is being good steward of your taxpayer dollars.
Secretary Leavitt stated that this is a temporary pause, but did not state a specific time frame, which prompted this question from a reporter.
Why not give organizations more time to plan for the fact that they are about to lose, in some cases, really crucial federal funding, at least for a period of time.
There was notice. It was the executive order that the president signed. There's also a freeze on hiring, as you know, a regulatory freeze, and there's also a freeze on foreign aid. And this is, again, incredibly important to ensure that this administration is taking into consideration how hard the American people are working. And their tax dollars actually matter to this administration. You know, just during this pause, DOGE and OMB have actually found that there was $37 million that was about to go out the door to the World Health Organization, which is an organization, as you all know, that President Trump, with the swipe of his pen and that executive order, is no longer wants the United States to be a part of. So that wouldn't be in line with the president's agenda. DOGE and OMB also found that there was about to be $50 million taxpayer dollars that went out the door to fund condoms in Gaza. That is a preposterous waste of taxpayer money. So that's what this pause is focused on, being good stewards of tax dollars.
And so this doesn't Jennifer. Affect Meals on Wheels or Head Start or disaster aid?
Again, it does not affect individual assistance that's going to Americans.
There's no clarity, so I could refer to a lot of them. We don't know what they are specifically. Can you tell us that LHEAP, that LIHEAP is not one of those affected?
So you're asking a hypothetical based on programs that you can't even identify.
No, I just identified.
What I can tell you
since you guys haven't identified, let's do it together just for Americans at home. Medicaid, is that affected?
I gave you a list of examples: Social Security, Medicare, welfare benefits, food stamps that will not be impacted by this federal pause.
One paragraph within the two-page memorandum states, quote, federal agencies must temporarily pause all activities related to obligation or distribution of all federal financial assistance and other relevant agency activities that may be implicated by the executive orders, including, but not limited to, financial assistance for foreign aid, non-governmental organizations, DEI, woke gender ideology, and the Green New Deal, end quote. However, during today's conference, the press secretary stressed that individuals who receive direct assistance will not be impacted, but failed to clarify which organizations or services would be.
Here with this pause on federal funding, you've made it clear you're not stopping funds that go directly to individuals, but there certainly are lots of organizations that receive funding and then may pass along a benefit. Meals on Wheels, for one. They provide meals for over 2.2 million seniors. What is the president's message to Americans out there, many of whom supported him and voted for him, who are concerned that this is going to impact them directly, even if, as you said, the funding isn't coming directly to their wallet?
I have now been asked and answered this question four times. To individuals at home who receive direct assistance from the federal government, you will not be impacted by this federal freeze. Direct assistance that is in the hands of the American people will not be impacted. Again, as I said to Peter, we will continue to provide that list as it comes to fruition. But OMB right now is focused on analyzing the federal government's spending, which is exactly what the American people elected President Trump.
Just clarify for a sec what you were saying before on Medicaid. It wasn't clear to me whether you were saying that no Medicaid would be cut off. Obviously, a lot of this goes to states before it goes to individuals and so forth. So are you guaranteeing here that no individual now on Medicaid would see a cutoff because of the pause?
Mm-hmm. I'll check back on that.
KMA News will continue to share updates. You can read the memorandum in full and watch the press conference in its entirety on our website. That's KMUD.org.